Members of a McLean County government panel expressed frustration and confusion Monday over a public dispute between the county's two elected financial officers. As WGLT's Eric Stock reports, it's a spat, which county officials claim has delayed bills getting paid on time and threatened to tarnish the county's reputation.
After separate presentations from County Auditor Michelle Anderson and County Treasurer Rebecca McNeil, the County Board's Finance Committee voted unanimously during a special meeting to direct the county to adopt formal bookkeeping practices and to hire a certified public accountant who could help resolve the dispute. The County Treasurer's Office oversees the collection and distribution of $348 million to nearly 200 taxing bodies annually. The Auditor's Office records and tracks the county's assets and expenses. McNeil had accused Anderson of changing the county's bookkeeping practices without notifying the county board. Anderson has denied that, saying the office for decades has used what's called a modified accrual system. It recognizes expenses as they are billed rather than later when they are paid. Committee member Lori Wohlrab initially opposed the outside help, asking Anderson if she and the treasurer could work out their differences on their own.
You're a professional person. She's a professional person. Can we not get the two professional people in a room, sit down, and make a process that makes sense for the county so that we don't have these problems? I'm just asking you to do that for us. Can you agree to do that for us?
Sure.
Anderson also told the board she's the one who sets bookkeeping policy, citing a prior state attorney general opinion.
I know there has been a debate over who, the board or the auditor, have the authority to establish policy for the county. While I acknowledge that both statutes include the language, there is an attorney general opinion clearly placing that authority in my office. Attorney general opinions are binding.
Anderson said in a public statement last week the treasurer was lying to the board and to administration. Treasurer McNeil says her office simply wants clarification from the county on how to handle the matter in the future.
That's what the staff wants. The staff has been wrongly accused of changing something. And I have been wrongly accused of lying to this committee.
Finance Committee member Chuck Erickson told Anderson her comments unnecessarily escalated a problem he thought was under control.
I thought we had it resolved. All it did was throw fire on this whole thing all over again, and now we're back here again.
The statement from the auditor also drew a rebuke from County Board Chairman John McIntyre.
And I take great exception to this. Whenever there's a public personal attack of the integrity of the office of the county treasurer and the office of the county administration, as is previously stated, then as chairman of our board, I feel it's my responsibility to address this publicly.
Anderson acknowledged part of the division dates back to the start of 2018 when the county moved accounts payable from the auditor to the treasurer's office. Here's Auditor Michelle Anderson with Finance Committee member Lori Wohlrab.
It's how we did it when I paid bills prior to 20 months ago, but it's not how Ms. McNeil's been doing it for the last 20 months.
So does this problem stem to the fact that there was a change in the departments and how their duties were allocated, yours and hers?
Probably, and there wasn't, I think we had maybe one meeting with administration at the time, obviously not Ms. Rodriguez, but the prior administrator. I think we had one to transition a fairly, I would say, major process for the county.
Finance Committee member Josh Barnett pressed Anderson on why county officials, including department heads worried about late bills, weren't notified about the changes.
So whatever change you made is causing confusion within the day-to-day operations of the county. And again, I'm curious why you did not take the initiative to properly communicate that out to all of the interested parties within county government.
I don't know that I have a great answer for that.
Okay.
County Administrator Camille Rodriguez said adopting a formal policy enables administration to hold elected officials accountable when there are problems. She referenced one instance last month when McNeil asked her to approve payroll for the county's more than 800 employees because both employees in the county auditor's office were gone. McNeil says she got an accusatory email from the auditor for doing that, for not seeking authorization.
And that email included comments about proper authorization, attorney general, et cetera, et cetera. That email should have included nothing other than thank you.
The county is also awaiting a legal opinion from the McLean County State's Attorney's Office to determine what legal authority it has to tell the office holders how to do their jobs. Committee member Chuck Erickson told Auditor Michelle Anderson he's worried the county will be told the auditor can make her own rules, while the expert comes back and says the auditor was wrong.
The accountant says that, hey, the way Becky McNeil is doing everything is correct, and we need to continue to follow that path. But you say, I have statutory authority here. I want you to do it this way. What do we do then?
Assistant State's Attorney Jessica Woods told Erickson it could take 30 to 60 days to get a legal opinion. The Finance Committee chose not to vote on conducting a complete financial audit. Finance Committee member Carlo Robustelli says that's not necessary because there's not a question of financial wrongdoing here.
This issue is an issue, I'm going to call it a professional disagreement, though I think we've seen a lot of evidence that it hasn't been as professional as it should be. And to me, that's the problem.
County Administrator Rodriguez says it's unlikely the county can craft a new policy by the end of the year, but she's confident the county has some time as the auditor has agreed to at least temporarily return to earlier fiscal management policies. In the meantime, the county is working on getting caught up with vendors who are owed money and, in some cases, late fees.
They are working with vendors to negotiate those down. And so while the number isn't large in terms of dollars, I worry about our reputation and our credibility. And I think you can't put a price on that.
Rodriguez says she hopes to have bids for an outside CPA for the county to consider next month. I'm Eric Stahl.
Finance committee members asked if the county could bring